Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On March 17, through pressure from the U.S. government and some European nations, Iran was cut off from access to the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications System. Belgian-based SWIFT handles almost all international banking transactions. Cutting off Iran from SWIFT was an unprecedented action. Several Asian nations buy oil from Iran. To work around the inability to use SWIFT, India is considering paying for Iranian oil with gold or currencies other than the U.S. dollar. In response, the U.S. government has threatened to cut off India from SWIFT. China is Iran's largest trading partner. Now China is considering whether to use gold or other paper currencies to pay for Iranian oil. China is also a significant trading partner with American companies, which helps hold down consumer prices in this country. If the U.S. government threatens to cut off China from SWIFT when it pays for Iranian oil with gold or other currencies, American citizens could end up as the ultimate losers. China has enough gold to use some of it to pay for Iranian oil. If such payments lead to China being cut off from SWIFT, that could be a signal that gold is a more reliable form of payment for international transactions than any paper money. In my judgment, there is a strong chance that the consequences of such a development would be that China would create a successful gold-based competitor to SWIFT. If the U.S. tries to strong-arm other nations by threatening to eliminate their ability to use SWIFT, this could backfire. A new international trading system could come into existence using gold and not using the U.S. dollar at all. Physical gold is an asset in its own right. It is not a liability dependent on the creditworthiness of another party for its value. That makes gold an ideal monetary unit exempt from any attempt by the U.S. government to use it to bully other nations. Gold is already an unofficial form of money, as governments around the world pay close attention to its price. If, or maybe I should say when, gold again becomes an explicit monetary unit, that will spark a huge decline in the demand for U.S. dollars for international trade. Should this occur, the value of the U.S. dollar will sink, resulting in far higher American consumer prices. Politicians and bureaucrats in Washington are not inclined to take my advice, but if they did, I would warn them against threatening China with being cut off from SWIFT. Americans would not appreciate the pain they would likely suffer as a consequence of such a step. That's it for this week. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing, into which Premier Coins and Collectibles is now being consolidated. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.